This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sirens wailed across Tel Aviv and Israel, sending people for cover on Monday night as the country's defense system intercepted rockets. Meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, there were multiple blasts over the enclave and large plumes of smoke around sundown as Israel continues to pound the area 6 weeks into the war on Hamas. Israeli forces have seized wide areas of the north, northwest, and east of Gaza City, the Israeli military says. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A group of prematurely born babies from Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital were evacuated to Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A first group of 28 premature babies was evacuated on Monday and taken for urgent treatment. The babies have captured global attention since images emerged of them lying side by side on beds after their incubators were switched off for want of power. When doctors at Al-Shifa first raised the alarm, there were 39 babies. 8 have since died. Israeli troops are searching for what they say is a vast Hamas tunnel network built beneath the hospital.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. China's top diplomat welcomed 4 Arab foreign ministers and the Indonesian one to Beijing, saying his country would work with our brothers and sisters in the Arab and Islamic world to try to end the war in Gaza as soon as possible. The ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, and Indonesia chose to start a tour of world capitals in Beijing, a testament to both China's growing geopolitical influence and its long-standing support for the Palestinians. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. Austin arrived Monday to make a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine, even as U.S. and international resources are stretched by the new global risks raised by the Israel-Hamas conflict. Austin traveled to Kyiv by train from Poland. In Kyiv, he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's defense minister and chief of staff, and announced the U.S. would be sending an additional $100 million in weapons to support Ukraine. Austin says Ukraine's effort to defeat Russia's forces matters to the rest of the world, and U.S. support will continue for the long haul. Latvia and Lithuania have enacted laws empowering border guards to remove migrants and refugees crossing over from Belarus and denying them asylum. From Vilnius, Lithuania, reporter Henry Wilkins reports.
So-called pushbacks, where asylum seekers and migrants are physically removed from a country and denied the chance to claim asylum, are generally considered illegal under international law. This year, however, both Lithuania and neighbouring Latvia have legalised them in what they say is an attempt to mitigate the security threat from Belarus, a Russian ally. Non-profits say some asylum seekers have lost their lives in the Lithuanian forest after being pushed back. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Vilnius, Lithuania.
Argentina's president-elect Javier Milei said Monday it could take between 18 and 24 months to bring Argentina's rampant inflation under control as he outlined his plans to reform the economy. Milei won a resounding victory in Sunday's presidential election, trouncing economy minister Sergio Massa by 12 points with a pledge to halt decades of unbridled state spending and, quote, end the decline of Argentina. U.S. President Joe Biden has honored a White House tradition that unofficially kicks off Washington's holiday season, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Congratulations, birds.
On the South Lawn, the president pardoned 2 turkeys from Minnesota named Liberty and Belle.
These birds have a new appreciation for the word, let freedom ring.
And it wasn't a big day just for them.
It's my birthday today, and they can actually sign birthday to me.
The president joked he was not at the first White House turkey event 76 years ago. He's now 81, the oldest American chief executive, and with his age becoming an issue as he seeks re-election, poked fun at himself.
It's difficult turning 60. Difficult.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.